Shalom Aleichem. Today in Mishneh Yomi, we have the privilege of finishing Masechet Horayot, and with it, Seder Nezikin. We finished a whole section of Shas, and we are beginning, Bezrat Hashem, Zvachim, the first Masechta in Kodshim, all about the sacred offerings and the service in our holy temple. We should see it again soon in our day. We're picking up in Chapter 3 of Horayos, Mishnah 8. Kohen Kodim Lelevi, a priest takes precedence over a Levite. Levi Yisrael, a Levite over Yisrael. Now we see this is for items like calling someone up to read from the Torah or asking someone to lead the benching. And Yisrael Lamamzer, a regular Jewish person, takes precedence over someone whose parentage, their relationship was not fully legitimate. Mamzer Lenatin, even a Mamzer takes precedence over a Natin. The Natinim are the same as the Givonim. These were tribes from Eretz Yisrael that pretended they were not from Eretz Yisrael and came to convert, and they were made to serve the Kohanim. They lost their job when Shaul HaMelech attacked Nov, Ira Kohanim. And there's amazing Gemara in Yevamot Daf 79 that years later they wanted revenge on the descendants of Shaul HaMelech and David HaMelech. King David there realized they don't have the same midos of rachmanis, of compassion and mercy and forgiveness that normal Jewish people have. Well, back in our Mishnah, Natin Lager, but even a Natin comes before a convert, Veger Le'Eved Shuchar. The convert becomes before someone who used to be an Eved Kenani. They were in servitude, and now they've been freed, and they have the halachot of a Jew, Eimatai. But when is there a precedence? Bizman Shekulan Shavin, when all of these people are equal in learning Torah and doing mitzvot. Aval, but Imhaya Mamzer Talmud Chacham, if the offspring of a legitimate relationship is a Talmud Chacham, he's learning, he's a sage, he's working to improve through learning Hashem's Torah. But Kohen Gadol Amaretz, and there's a high priest, and he's not learned. He's an Amaretz, he's a person of the land, he never went to yeshiva. And it happened sometimes late in the Second Temple period, the Kohen Gadol was appointed because of bribes or political favors, so it was possible to have such a thing. So then, Mamzer Talmud Chacham, the illegitimate Torah sage, Kodim LeKohen Gadol Amaretz, comes before the high priest who is not learning Torah. And the Bartnura brings, it's actually a pasuk in Mishlei, Yekara Hibipninim. The Torah is more precious than Pinimim, which can mean pearls, but they read it, Yekara Hu MeKohen Gadol Shenichnas Lifnai Lifnim. Even Torah is even holier than the Kohen Gadol who goes in the Kodesh Kodoshim, in the inner sanctum. So we see the important concept that no matter what someone's background is, and no matter what they've been through in life, if they will keep learning Torah and keep trying to learn more Torah and allow the Torah to penetrate them and change them, they will become on the highest of possible levels. Mazal tov, let's go on to Masechet Zvachim and Seder Kodshim. Mishnah Aleph, Kol HaZvachim, any offering, Shenizbehu, that was slaughtered, shelo lishman, not for the proper sake. Kesherim, it's still kosher, ela, but shelo alu lebailim, it doesn't count for the owner of the carbon, l'shem chova, to fulfill their obligation. So if Reuven had to bring a carbon ola, he had donated a carbon ola, and the Kohen at the time of Shechita thought it was a shlamim, perhaps said it was a shlamim instead. So it's still kosher in the sense that they'll go through with the offering and they'll keep doing all of the other avodot for the sake of the shlamim, but it doesn't count as Reuven's ola. Reuven has to go and bring another ola. But now the Mishnah brings an exception to this rule. Chutz, except Mina Pesach, from Korban Pesach, the Passover lamb, Umina Chatat, and the sin offering. Ha Pesach Bizmano, and the Korban Pesach has a special halacha at the right time, on the 14th day of Nisan, which is the time of bringing the Korban Pesach. Now, the morning of the 14th, we'll talk about in Mishnah Gimel, because it's supposed to be brought in the afternoon. Ve Hatat Bekol Zman, but his individual sin offering at any time has the special halacha that if somebody had the wrong intention, they intended for a Hatat to be an Ola or a Shlamim or anything else, it would not count, and it would be puzzle. They'd have to stop the service right there, and they could not continue. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer adds, Af Asham. Also, the Asham is in the category of the Pesach, Bizmano, and the Chatas. So he says, a Pesach, Bizmano, the Pesach at the right time, a Chatat of Asham, Bekol Zman. And the Chatat, the sin offering, the Asham, the guilt offering, all the time. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, and he explains, a Chatat bo olchet. The Chatat, Chatas, comes on an individual's sin, the Asham bo olchet. an asham, a guilt offering, also comes on a sin, though asham really has five specific transgressions that it works for. We'll actually see that in chapter 5, Mishnah 5, which is part of that famous chapter, Ezehu Makoman, which is printed at the beginning of Mini Sidurim, and many people read it every morning. So Rabbi Eliezer continues, Ma chatat pesula shlo lishma. So just like the chatat, which comes on a transgression, if it's done not for the sake of this of that carbon and that person, it doesn't work. Af asham pasul shlo lishma. So to the asham, they couldn't continue with the service if it was done not for the right purpose. The Bartnura brings the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer, and yet the other sages disagree with him because the asham comes on five specific things, as we'll learn in chapter 5, whereas the chatat comes on a lot of different things. Now, this is not to be confused with the asham talui. The asham talui that we mentioned in Horayot is the suspended asham that's brought when somebody might have done something that's liable a chatat, but they're not sure. Like they ate one piece of fat, and there were two pieces of fat on the plate, and one of them was kosher and one of them was chaylev, and they're not sure which piece they ate, so they would need to bring an asham talui to protect themselves until they can find out if they really need to bring the korban chatat. Yeshar kochachem, welcome to the world of Zvachim and Seder Kodshim, Tizkulimitzvot.